In Focus continues on News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples today, and we're joined in our final half hour today by Chuck and Melody Sexton with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Good morning to you both.
Indeed, we are from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Troy.
Can I say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Troy Coverdale?
Coverdale.
Coverdale. Can I call you Mr. Coverdale?
You can call me Mr. Coverdale. That's perfectly fine. Yes. That's a little too formal, I think, but we know how that goes.
I'm really interested in what I've been hearing, that code that's going in the background. The three dots in succession. As Dave would know, since his practice with the Marconi wireless, that's SSS, which is the universal symbology for snakes. So he's warning us of potentiality for snakes. Thank you, David, for that. And Jean has a long mustache.
Oh.
I'm going to throw in some code, too.
Snakes?
This is just free stuff, folks. This is for free.
Never a shortage of amusement with you.
That's what I provide.
And it's not even, doesn't even have to be a vision.
No. I'm a people person. I love people. But now down to the official stuff that we do.
What do you have to discuss today?
What is on the plate?
Of substance.
Yeah, right.
And the real question is, throughout this marriage, how often does Melody actually get a word in?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You got to go there.
I've seen you both together. I know better than to suggest that it was something else.
Soon I'll be doing my Apocalypse Now Colonel Kurtz impersonation, where I'm washing my head and talking to you about, the banyan tree and the olive. But basically, we're the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. You've been talking an awful lot of this week about the first ID and the Big Red One and Fort Riley and so forth.
Because we listen to you.
Because we listen. Every day, almost to an obsession. It's an obsession.
It's an obsession.
Yes, no. Never an obsession. It's just good radio listening.
Hold on. Obsession. it's like a men's cologne, isn't it? But talking an awful lot about Fort Riley and First ID, and rightfully so. You know, great history, great division.
Amazing, yeah.
The neat thing, one of the neat things about Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is, if you're not associated with Fort Riley, if you served in the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, other divisions within the United States Army, the Guard, the Coast Guard, we take them in, because we're people. I told you this earlier. Mm-hmm. We're people, but we are a representative group of veterans. And a misnomer is that in order to be a veteran, you have to be have fought in an armed conflict. Well, the reality is
or that in order to be a veteran, you have to have retired from service.
And I've heard that quite a bit. And no, you have to have served. Now, another neat thing about the Veterans Coalition is it's not only for those who served either in the Guard, Reserve, or active duty, but for the spouses and also for others that didn't serve that are just very interested in veterans' causes.
Yep.
So that's a kind of a neat thing about our group. And another neat thing is there are no dues. So that's always a positive.
It's gratis,
as we say on the radio. This is very professional. We provide our services gratis, and we meet once a month on
second Tuesday of the month.
You are correct. Second Tuesday of the month at 10 o'clock, 1000 hours for those militarily inclined. And
at St. Thomas More Church, you can find all of our meeting dates and information on our Facebook page, I guess would be a really easy way to do that. And that's Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And then we also have all of this on our website, flinthillsveterans.org.
Or you can listen to Dave Lewis's clandestine Marconi broadcast, where he taps it out in Morse code, and he'll once again send the secret signal, or there'll be the veterans sign Commissioner.
Bat signal.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be the vet signal this time, which is even more impressive.
Why don't you tell them why people would join this wonderful free to join?
Well, why we would join is, once again, if you're interested in veterans and veterans-related causes, one of our primary tasks or primary things that we complete every year is the Veterans Day Parade and the Veterans Day Recognition Ceremonies, Ceremony of Honor. That goes on the 11th, normally, the 11th of November every year. Mm-hmm. And a neat thing is we were the first parade during the pandemic year. We were the first. We were going to mark, even if it was going to be me and Dave out front, you know, waving flags, we would have been out front. But we got enough volunteers to come forward to actually execute the parade. We pretty good turnout, you know, with the kids that were not in school at the time. There's a lot of kids that were out there at the side.
Really good turnout. Great support from the city,
the county,
Riley County Police Department, the county.
Yeah,
it was a great event.
As well as others from participants from Junction and from Omigo, mm-hmm. and from other points here within the Flint Hills.
Mm-hmm. And we broadcast that parade live on K-Man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Which and hats off to Dave. You know,
that?
More than just broadcasting it on K-Man, and K-Man's a great supporter, but the neat thing we were able to do, SSS, I got that. The neat thing about it is we were able to transmit that via Facebook Live,
yeah,
to those veterans who didn't feel comfortable going out during the pandemic, or those that couldn't make it out for other reasons, or those from out of state. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, you know, here we are in the Flint Hills, a little apple, and everybody, you know, you joke, big shot from New York, you always joke, oh, it's a big apple. Well, the reality is we have listeners and people that participate from all around the globe.
Yeah.
And one of the great participatory, one of the ways we know this, I'm not just speaking, waxing metaphorically, is because of a podcast that we do as an oral history for as part of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Mm-hmm. Mel, you want to talk about that?
I can talk about that. Do we have time or do you need to take a break?
No, we've got a couple moments yet.
All right, I got a couple moments.
We can make that last. Those moments will seem like months.
I hope my moments are gone. Thank you, dear.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that before.
So our podcast is called Vets on the Net, and that's what it is. It's an oral history of veterans. We noticed when a bunch of veterans get together and talk about Army, Navy, Marine, Air Force stuff, people at other tables kind of listen in. And sometimes they'll follow you out and ask questions out on the street. And that is so common that you'd be surprised. So what we're doing is we're taking that table and we're putting the veterans around it and just having a conversation about different topics. The most recent one we broadcast was our fifth episode, Wildcats in the Pacific. And around the table that time was Jim Lindquist, Denver Marlowe, and Chuck Greer. And they were talking about their experiences as part of the K-State Singers back in 71 and 73. They went on a USO tour. Mm. And I found out about that. And I was just so surprised that, you know, the college groups were going around and doing these tours, but they had some great stories to tell. Two of them did go on to join the service afterward, but it was so interesting, especially from that era, to hear about their experiences on a USO tour around soldiers and airmen.
Especially when you consider how turbulent those times were in the early 70s, there's a common belief that there was no support amongst the population for their warriors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once again, Kansas leading the way, mm-hmm. they supported their warriors. And these guys went out on that tour and entertained GIs that were either just coming back from Vietnam or were serving in Vietnam currently.
Yes.
You know, their performances in Thailand, Japan, and Okinawa.
All different little islands.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
They had some performances up the North Pole and Greenland as well. So that was a really interesting broadcast to do and to edit.
He needs to do the cuts on it. He wants to
cut. I was going to first, before we get too far away from that though. Where can folks find the podcast?
The podcast is available wherever you would normally get a podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, any number of those. You can also get it at the website, vetsonthenet.us. or at flinthillsveterans.org. We also have a
listing. You can ask your Alexa device.
Well, yeah, you can listen
there,
to
there is
Alexa.
That as well. Yes. With that, we will step aside for a moment as we talk with Melody and Chuck Sexton with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition.
And yes! for what it's worth, I did some research on Morse code because I don't know Morse code. I wasn't back alive back in the days of Morse code, but it's two dots. How about that for timing? That is I. Not to be confused with I.